You know what I honestly thought would be the funniest song to start with the second time around?
What's that?
I was thinking about it this morning. It was like, it was a genuine thought I had, which was like, what if we suck the second time?
No.
Oh, sorry.
How could you?
But you know what I mean? Like.
We're going to be great.
Yeah.
We're going to be great,
because the first one went so well.
Well, the first one was so just spontaneous.
Yeah, now we're actually like trying.
I never try.
Oh, of course.
So we're in a good place.
Of course. What was I thinking?
Whoa.
Perfect.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, there's definitely nothing wrong with our audio feed right now.
It's working so
perfectly.
This
is exactly what we want it to do. Fixing problems. You know what's out? What? Effort.
You know what's in? Being zen.
Mm.
Yeah.
Catch me. You can't catch me. Can't slow me down. I never even try. Catch me. No, you can't catch me. You can't slow me down, cause I never even try.
You see me never trying, while you out there in the sun, straight dying. Man, I'm relaxed in my house, popping a couple of Lay's potato chips up in my mouth.
Yeah, didn't even try to open the bag.
Nah.
It just opened, best chips I ever had.
Yeah.
Then I jumped in my pool. Wait, did I say that I jumped? That would require an effort. Instead, I just kind of humped my way through every girl and every guy. They love the way I never even try. I'm so fly. They all love the way that I am that kind of guy. Yeah, with me the limit is straight up the sky. Never trying. Never trying. Somehow in first class when I'm flying. And I'm never ever dying.
Who got that gold medal? Who won that first place? Go ahead and stare that no trying in the face.
In the face, no trying. No. Yeah, I feel good. That makes me feel better.
Yeah, is it good?
Yeah, maybe we start now.
We just don't try, dude. We better include that song. That was probably the most fire.
The most best. That was probably the most fire song.
Yeah. You could light so many dark nights with that
song.
Us at
the radio station trying to be like playing our demo and being like, that actually...
Wow, that...
That was actually like kind of the most fire song I've ever heard, maybe.
If I were in an executive position, I would sign those boys. Those 30-something-year-old boys.
Yeah. You know what we need on our roster is two mid-30s former failed actors.
Yeah, dude. That's. I think that'll get the... Well, you know, it'll show the people that there's hope. That you can always try.
Like... Yeah, you know how people, when they get to a certain age, suddenly Morgan Freeman starts coming up a lot? Everyone's like, well, you know, Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, dude, he didn't really hit till he was 67.
Yeah, and shout out to everyone who got famous really late
for
giving all of us something to hold on to.
To be fair, you hear horror stories about the child stars and people who made it really young.
I know.
It's hard for them to keep it up, you know?
Yeah, and it's like, I mean... Obviously, the entertainment industry isn't particularly kind to them, many of them.
What do you mean? I've heard nothing but good things.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a documentary, several documentaries about how great the industry is to child stars.
To child stars.
Upper.
Yeah. That sounds so sad. I don't even want to do it.
What's sad about that, man?
Being a child star? I mean, there was a period when I was like 15 when like... someone approached my mom and dad being like, you should take him to LA. And it's like, my parents decided against it on the advice of a theater teacher of mine.
May I ask what you were doing when this person saw you?
I think they saw me in a like local theater production.
Oh, okay, nice. But you weren't just like, you know, hanging out in the
Who's
front yard.
Who's that hot kid? Somebody put that ass on camera. To be fair, that is how it happens to like some young women child stars.
That. Yeah, right.
It's like,
wow.
Oh, I see you shopping at this H&M. Have you ever considered being a big movie star?
Wow.
But no, for me, it was that they saw me in something and they were like, you should take him to Hollywood. And you know what's kind of funny to imagine is like the version of me if I had gone on that path.
Mm-hmm,
like if I had become that big star.
Yeah.
You know?
What would your life be like?
Let's see. I'd wake up, turn off my novelty alarm clock because I can afford that kind of thing.
Yeah, dude.
Wake up, house in the hills, no bills, only big ones. I got skills, I pay them all. I'm on call 7 days a week to go to the mall. Yeah, all I do is shop and lunch and brunch and hang with friends. I munch and munch on pussy every night. I love it, so right, yeah, feels so good, feels so tight.
If I were a child star, if I were a child star.
Oh, did I mention I'm 16?
If I were a child star, if I were a child star.
Yeah. Cocaine, straight to the brain. Don't even mind if it's all for the fame. If it's all for the best that I get, pounding on my chest, better than all of the rest. I'm like,
yeah.
Buzz. Buzz. That's the bees in my ear when they're telling me I'm causing too much trubs.
All over Hollywood, there's a little buzz about me. I don't even go to sleep till like 3 or maybe 4. Because look at all this cocaine that I've got in store. Ooh, so many women and so many men just begging to get in. I've been partying at the club. I just spent like more than a dub.
More than a dub. More than a thou. This lyrics, music's making me go, ow. This is not working. I gotta fix this. Shit.
Yeah, if I were a child star. If I were a child star.
This would never happen. If I were a child star. If I were a child star.
Somebody's about to get fired.
Fixing problems.
Shout out to Amy Poehler for leaving Will Arnett because I think him as a depressed man gave him the fuel he needed for BoJack Horseman.
To Amy Poehler. I wish that I could hold her, but honestly, if I saw her today, I would scold her.
Oh,
stupid.
Shout out to Amy Poehler. Honestly, I would hold her accountable for her actions. Actions speak louder than words. You heard.
The birds.
Shout out to Amy Poehler.
Fixing problems.
How personal can we get on here?
I think we get to decide that. I was thinking about that too. I was like, oh no, I've never like done something where I'm me.
Yeah.
You know?
That's interesting. I was going to ask you about a possible date that you may or may not have been on.
Oh.
And see how vague or how descriptive you wanted to be with it.
That's very interesting. The one I had last night?
Yeah.
It was good. Went out. We had a good time. Oh man, this is a weird thing to navigate. It was good. They took me to a restaurant they like in NoHo. Mm-hmm.
What's the genre of food there?
It was Thai, or like, no, it was like vegan Thai fusion, and I liked it, but today I have been feeling so bad.
Uh-oh.
I've been in so much pain. I've been in so much pain.
Was the pain that you're experiencing now, was it worth it for the date?
Yes. I mean, the dinner was great. Oh, like, is the pain worth it?
Yeah.
I mean, that is the question, right? Like, is the love you experience worth the heartache in the end?
Sure. Or the physical pain right now. I've been holding in this fart for 6 hours. All I wanna do is fart for 6 hours in front of the girl that I like, and I want to look right, so I'm not gonna fart for 6 hours.
I'm not gonna fart, I'm gonna hold it in.
Yeah.
I feel like my belly is just full of sin. So delicious when I ate the meal, but now the time has come for me to fucking deal.
Yo.
Sitting on the toilet, thinking to myself, I wish that I had had the mental health to just think ahead just a little bit, and now instead my whole day is straight gone to shit.
Yeah, I've been eating lasagna for the last half an hour, not knowing the gastro powers building up inside of my intestines, but I'm still in it until the end.
Whoa, beat skips.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, shit. Not so fucking legit, but I'm working with it. Yeah, trying to skip it.
Yeah,
the beat rocks and I'm rocking with it.
Yeah, oh my God. As soon as she entered the room, my heart went ka-tick-a-ka-tick, boom. She said, let's go to the movies real soon. What you want to watch, girl? I want to watch Dune. Uh-oh, in the theater for 2 hours.
Uh-oh, in the theater for 3 hours.
Uh-oh, in the theater for 4 hours.
Uh-oh, but I don't have that gastric powers to hold that shit in. So instead my mind goes to a dangerous place. Thank God there's no water all over this place, cause if there was, I'd be mentally moving. Yeah, and my stomach would start to grooving. Yeah, but instead I just hold it inside, give her a smile and say I'm a member of your pride. I ain't gonna shit. I ain't gonna shit. I ain't gonna shit. I'll tell you a real true story now.
Okay.
Now, 2019, I made a red light turn, but I wasn't supposed to turn. I made a burn. Instead, I burned through the corner going too fast. Suddenly, I've got a cop straight on my ass. Pulls me over, says, sir, are you drunk? No, I'm not, even though my car smells like skunk. Yeah. So he gives me a ticket for $150. So legit, man. So suddenly, I'm like, oh shit, this is bad. This is probably the worst ticket that I've ever had. So I make an appointment at the legal place, you know, the courtroom, that place where you gotta show your face. I showed up, pleaded no guilty, no contest. Then they had me come back another day, and I confess that morning I had to be at the court, 9 a.m., Santa Monica. That's not a sport, that's an Olympic event. So I went there real fast. I'm in my car, but suddenly I'm starting to feel some gas, and I think to myself, holy shit, sport, you're about to shit and yourself on the way to court.
Oh, that's a court squirt.
Yeah, I almost shit myself on the way to fight a ticket. Like, it was so close. It was so close.
Really, really funny.
Yeah. It's hard to tell a story through rhyme, turns
out. Man, I was very impressed, though.
Oh,
that is
you.
Hard to do.
Yeah.
Because your brain wants to tell the story, but then your...
Other half
is trying to form it into, like, a rhyme pattern.
Yeah.
And that is difficult.
But, I was driving my drunk friend home, trying to be the nice guy. And I rolled through a red light turn, which turns out you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to make a complete stop.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to feel the rock back of the car.
Mm-hmm.
But I rolled through it. And they treat that as if you ran through it at 40 miles an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the exact same ticket.
The California stop, the California roll. Have you heard this? This is true.
No, really?
They call it the, because so many people do that out here, trying to like catch the light or just like zoom by. And I don't know. I'm sure they do it in other places, but I've heard it referred to as the California stop.
The California stop.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, I got California stopped. Yeah. But the good news is that morning, not only did I not shit myself, but the officer didn't show up.
Oh, yes.
And I got off.
We love that. We love when the officer doesn't show up.
Yeah.
Especially for me. If there's no officers around, I'm a happy camper.
Yeah. Yeah. The less law enforcement, I'd say, the better.
Not in all cases. Not in all cases.
Not in all cases.
Just so we know.
Most cases.
Most cases.
Most cases. Come on.
Please don't pull me over. Fans of the Quickness podcast.
Yeah. We're already using our clout. Like, someone pulls you over, you're like, officer, please, you may have heard my podcast. Yeah. It has no subscribers.
For now. I know. How many cameras? All the cameras?
No, for now. Dude, that is luckily my only time having to go to court, besides when I've had to go in for jury duty.
Which... I've never served on a jury.
Yeah.
I've always gotten out of it in one way or the other.
Yeah, I mean, there's a million ways to get out of a jury.
Yeah.
There's so many easy ways you can get out of a jury, and I know them all.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we both know them all.
Well, I know a couple.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind sharing. Yo.
So, you've been called to the jury. You've got to serve. But this the kind of thing that you just don't deserve. You don't want to do it. You think it's super lame. Get ready to play. And the name of the fucking game is...
Hold up. Is that coming through on the recording?
The only way to check would be to stop recording. So you don't want to be on jury duty.
Don't want to be on jury duty. Yeah,
honestly,
yeah.
I got called into jury duty last week, and I didn't have to go in just because I didn't get called.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be on jury duty?
No.
Count the ways that you can get out of it all 5 days.
Oh.
It's not just pretending that you're racist. There's other things that you can do.
Yeah, I can't serve on this jury. When I see this guy, I'm filled with a fury. You see, this guy doesn't like aunts. And I'm all about those aunts. Yeah.
Aunts never flaunt. Don't trust them like the uncles. Yeah, they're like a drunk bro. I don't even like them. Here's one other thing that you should know.
Yeah,
I wear a big top hat wear a big top hat to the court. There's nothing illegal about wearing a big top hat, but people go, what the hell is that for? Suddenly they don't want you on their jury. They're like the big top hat guy, not trustworthy. Yeah, so wear a big top hat, and if you want, you can put a top hat on a hat.
Here's why you don't want me in the jury, especially in the middle. When I hear about crimes, it makes me giggle. You don't want me laughing through court. Man, you should just escort me out of the room.
Out me out of the room. Also, in my pants, I'm making such a biggie kaboom. Yeah, because, you know, this is the sport. I just shit on my way to the start of the court. Yeah, nothing illegal about shitting in court.
Nothing illegal about shitting in court.
Yeah, but suddenly the jury don't want you sport. No, nothing illegal about. Nothing illegal about.
I have narcolepsy and I'ma straight fall asleep in this court. I don't wanna fall asleep, but man, sometimes I get hurt. I drop down a big sound. Will distract everyone.
No! Oh my fucking god.
What happened? Is it, Let me tell you something. Oh.
Every week has been beautiful. Every weekend has
been rainy.
Yeah.
So this is the first non-rainy weekend in a while.
Yeah.
And for someone like me, I can't even tell the difference. Because I just love, I love life. And I mean, this is, I'm being goofy, but I really haven't noticed the difference.
No.
Because it's like, I like kind of rainy, gloomy weather.
Yeah.
And so to me, it's like, I still want to get out there and be in the rain.
You're like the lo-fi Beats girl.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I'm just never finishing that paper. Yeah, that I'm writing.
She's like doomed for all eternity to write that goddamn AP Man. Lit paper. But
beats,
she's so cozy.
The beats are just so relaxing.
They say that when people stop sending beats to that channel, finally she can die.
Don't stop sending beats. Keep her alive.
Keep her alive.
Keep her alive forever.
Please.
Do you use those?
No, not really. If I want to listen to like a lo-fi beat, I'll just Google it.
Wow. Ouch.
I know. I don't have any brand loyalty to lo-fi beats to study to, girl.
Do you know, I use that one. There's so many now. People have like caught on. So what I've seen too is there's lots of area music or like my parents-in-law. Can I say that?
My parents-in-law? You can say your parents-in-law. Yeah, your mother and father-in-law.
Mother and father-in-law, whenever you go to their house, they have like...
Lord drop, Jack's married, getting married.
not yet, ladies. There's still time to convince me otherwise, I guess.
Yep, his wife will see this.
Yep, and she will not like that. So let me get my back prepared for the doghouse right now. Let me just stretch it out a little bit. What the heck was I saying? Oh yeah.
Your parents-in-law.
My parents-in-law, they play those like, it's a cafe setting. Have you seen those? And they just play like jazz.
Oh, it's like a YouTube video?
Yeah, it's like a YouTube video, but it's like it's upwards of like an hour and a half to 2 hours, three hours long, and it's just like and beady boom bap, beady doo doom bap, and you just see like a cafe and it's like dimly lit and there's like sometimes there's rain outside. Sometimes it's like a perpetual sunset outside. It's very charming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, that does sound lovely. I feel like this is like the first thing that's going to go with AI is like these Muzak playlists like sort of non-specific jazz or non-specific lo-fi beats to study to where no one is really listening. So if it sounds a little machine generated, it won't matter. I think it'll be a little harder with like, I guess, pop music or folk music or...
You think so?
I think so.
Like, I'm not sure. I haven't heard...
Or is this the very first song? Or will you not even be able to tell the difference?
I don't think you'll be able to tell.
This song brought to you by ChatGPT Incorporated and Meta Technologies.
Yeah.
I was walking around my house when I saw a little mouse. The mouse was happy. The mouse was glad. I am the best rapper. Aren't you glad?
Input hip hop auto generation. Input hip hop auto generation. Saving the nation with hip hop auto generation. This is the state that I am claiming. Everybody thinks that I'm so lame, but all my beats just happen to sound the same. But
all my beats sound the same, all my lyric too. I'm on every beat, I'm on 4 and 2. I'm on 1 and 3. You're never stopping me, but suddenly I'm getting a lot better at these rhymes you see.
Here I go. Money, pussy, women, that is my flow. Boiling down all of hip hop into 3 words. Money, pussy, women.
Money, pussy, women. Women, pussy, money. Money, women, pussy, money. Women, pussy, money. Money, women, women, pussy, money. Pussy, pussy. Pussy, pussy, women, money, pussy, money, women.
I was driving in my really nice car when I saw some women standing down from afar. I took some money, I flashed it to them. Then all of a sudden, the women, they all got in.
Drake, Kendrick, Lamar.
Popping bottles.
Kendrick, Lamar.
Dating bottles.
Pussy women, Lamar. Lamar women, Kendrick, pussy women, Kendrick, Yeezy.
On these streets, I need some more money. On these streets, on these streets, I need some more women. On these streets, I need some more pussy. On these streets, somebody give it to me.
You are witnessing the dawn of a new age. The greatest rap album you've ever heard. Created entirely by a computer.
I'm rich, but I'm lonely. I'm rich, but I'm lonely.
I got women, but I'm lonely.
Somebody put it on me.
01001. 10011 0011 1 1 1 1 0 1 0 0 1 1 0 1 1. All hail Zuckerberg. 01 0 0 1 0 0 0 1. It's so fun. Ain't it fun when yeah. G0 in my 1 till I won and I come.
Is this a gift or is this a curse? I love this hip hop inside the metaverse. I like this.
Can it be true, meta-generated? I'm so elated, I have never masturbated without the help of several layers of VR. I love it, I get so fucking V-hard. Yeah, it feels so fucking good on my B-hard. It's my B-real, I don't be real, I be hard.
People don't know how we do it, wonder why. They're surprised when I say that we're just AI.
Surprise. We're AI.
You couldn't even do it if you tried.
Yeah. So, and that I think will come eventually for music. I mean, it's so clear that tech is foaming at the mouth to replace the creative industries.
I have mixed feelings about it. There's some things I love about AI that can help certain things.
Yeah, of course.
Especially like I consider myself, I'll say I'm more of an enthusiast. I love like drawing and comics and all of these different things.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I've used AI to be like, show me this thing that I want to see, and it will generate an image and I can take what I like from it. And
I've totally used it as a creative tool. It's like, you're not supposed to say it's like a dirty phrase, but like
it's kind of,
it's cool sometimes and it's really fun. So I mean, I think it's like anything. I also think it's definitely a splash in the pan.
Yeah,
I think in maybe a few years people won't be. The tech industry loves to like hop on a hot new term, and then a few years later, I mean, remember crypto?
I mean, I do. This wife. This is why I think that
this wife.
This wife of mine is very angry.
And I am in the doghouse.
I'm in the doghouse now.
Oui, oui. Le doghouse.
But I think this is the logical conclusion. Evolution. I wouldn't say conclusion, but evolution, because it's like, okay, the internet opens things up, makes, you know, if you want to go back, books, radio, television,
television. It's all about mass media becoming more and more mass.
More and more mass, and then access to different things. So now you have these learning models that need the input, and depending on where they get that from. But so you have this, again, this weird, now that the internet has opened everything up, people upload things to the internet, and now you have this thing that can use that source to feed in, recognize patterns, and then spit something back out at you. And it just feels like this is the logical evolution of all of these technologies. So then you can say, like you would see in like some crazy sci-fi movie from like the 60s or 50s, it's like, computer, generate this for me. And then it just does that. You're like, yeah, that would never happen. But now we're getting so close to just like...
Yeah, and it's happening really fast.
Yeah, like this, however, whenever you're listening to this...
Whatever we're saying will already be out of date.
Well, not even that. This is the worst it will ever be.
Oh,
right
I
now.
See. You're
it's
saying
only
going to
get
better.
Look more smooth. The hands will get less weird.
Yeah.
You know, just I think about from last year when people were first kind of rumbling about those AI-generated images. And it was like, what is this? Yeah. What should we
look,
feel about this?
Look, it's Will Smith eating spaghetti.
Yes, exactly.
And now it's like, oh, it's a Monet painting.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's realistic.
And it's only going to get better. But anyways, I digress.
You do digress.
I do digress. Have I been digress?
Ooh, gross.
Excuse me.
Excuse.
Anything else got you worried in the world there?
I mean, so many things, but, you know.
The world is fine.
That's not what you were saying last episode. A ghost. Yeah. Summer 2009, yeah. Hanging out with my best friend Scooby, it's so fine.
Whoa.
Yeah, just the two of us and the mystery gang. The best hang, the best man's, the best women's
helmets.
Yeah, this was with Scooby-Doo. All of us hanging out, the mystery crew. We roll around the city every day, solving mysteries in a major way.
Ooh, I be like, twinks. This is what I do when I'm like, zoinks. I'm solving mysteries. And in the back of the van, I'm smoking a little tree.
Smoking trees, yeah, you know we do it. It was always implied, but we'll get straight to it. Yeah, we smoke blunts all day. Even Fred and Velma, I think Velma's gay. I love it, all of us together. Yeah, five weird birds of a feather came together in high school, never gonna be parted. Yeah, surprise, I farted.
Uh-oh, the van just came to a skid. And that old man wouldn't have got away with it if it wasn't for these meddling kids.
Yeah, we love meddling, I love peddling. Every single day I know it's gonna be better, kid. Ooh, it feels so dang good, 2009 in this neighborhood.
Solving crimes is such a task, but usually it's just an old man in a mask.
Solving crimes is such a task, but usually it's just an old man in a mask. Two movies, so groovy, now we back on the old school feel. Do movies, it was fine, but now you know that we're doing it for real. Solving real mysteries in the world, like how do politicians get so much money? Why is so much of network television not even that funny?
What's up with the tax cuts for the billionaires? I try to bring it to an attention, but nobody seems to care.
That's right, comrade.
Yes.
Comrade Scooby.
Everyone needs Scooby.
Scooby Dubert Doo.
To point out the systems that
of oppression.
Are wrong with capitalism. There are people making that big deal about Velma. Did you ever see that?
Remember no, a lot the of Mindy Kaling show?
Yeah. They made Velma a brown girl, and people didn't like that.
Sure.
And then I think they made her...
gay.
Like, right? Oh, that's right.
Wasn't she
that
queer?
That was a big part of it.
Wow. Yeah.
I think she was queer, like they made Shaggy queer or something, and people are like, no, there's not enough straight versions of him for me to be excited about. Like there's one version of, you know, like a brown character or a gay character.
Yeah.
People lose their minds.
They do. They lost it about Rue.
Wait.
In Hunger Games.
Oh, that's right. That's
right. They lost it about Hermione and the Cursed Child adaptation for Broadway.
And that's...
it's always the same thing. Like,
their Hermione one is... Hermione one makes so much sense to me, though.
Right.
Like, oh,
how
yeah.
How she's that... described in the in
Yeah,
the
how
books.
She's described and how she's a little bit of an outsider on top of... even in within the magic culture, she's an outsider.
Yeah.
I love all of that.
Yeah, she's fighting the version of colonialism that's within the wizard world. Yeah. It's like, it checks out.
It does check out.
Yeah.
But hey, whatever.
But hey.
I remember too, they were so
I mean,
so
in the
mad.
Written version of The Quickness, you were white.
Yeah. And it was a big upset when I got cast.
Yeah, when you got cast. And they're like, I always imagined Jack as kind of another white guy.
That makes me feel more comfortable if Jack is white.
I just, when he was described in the books as fun-loving and a good dancer.
And says the N-word a lot, I thought that was a white guy. I'm so confused.
I thought it was a really racist white guy.
You know, something that makes me feel comfortable.
Something I can relate to.
Oh, man. There's a NASCAR driver guy. I forget his name. Lord forgive me. But he was talking about...
Lord forgive me.
Oh, man. I'm forgetting the rapper that he was talking about. But he was going... it's not Future, but I want to say he was just going on and on about Future or like... one of the Migos guys and was just about, man, nobody gets on a track and does it like Future. But it was like, and I was just like, whoa, my head was going to explode because it was like an older guy. He's probably like in his 60s.
Right.
He's talking about like, ooh, you know, if I were a rapper, you know, I'd be afraid to get Future to have a feature on my track. I wouldn't allow it because he'd dominate. That's what he does. He just goes out there and dominates all the time.
He just has like strong feelings about the hip hop community and the dynamics inside.
Yeah, man, it was so funny. And he was like, you know, like, I mean, he gets up there. He says things I would never say. And I kind of like that. I like that. He's not afraid to say, you know, it. The hip hop in general's got a sense of a bravado to it. You know,
and he sounds like a fan.
And I was like, yo, I don't, he said his son turned him on to it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, your son's just made you so cool. I wonder if you've always felt that or like, I wonder how many of those outliers are out there. Like
people who are like secretly into hip hop, you mean?
Well, yes, but I think, I guess I'll just say it on like a transparent level. I would assume someone at his age bracket where he's from, hearing the way he talks, he just,
yeah.
probably does not like black people.
Right.
So to have him not only be like, oh, yeah, I like that music, but like, here's several very well thought out reasons as to why.
Yeah.
Is very entertaining to me.
Charming or just like surprising?
Both. Yeah. yeah. It's like, he's got that Southern charm and the accent. So it's like, wow. Okay. I listen to anything that he says.
yeah.
He I won mean, me over.
He won you over. Yeah, I want to hang out with that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, within certain parameters, I guess. That's how I feel hanging out with some of my family, too.
Oh,
just
yeah?
like, you know, keep the conversation on track. On track. You know what you're talking about. Don't talk back. On track. Keep the convo on track. You got your topics of areas. Don't talk back.
Yeah.
Yeehaw, motherfucker. Yeehaw, motherfucker. Let's go.
Okay.
Yeehaw, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Catch me.
I'm never gonna talk to my aunt about psychiatry, cause she studied counseling for 2 months and she thinks she's an expert.
I'm not gonna talk to my grandma about Israel-Palestine. That's just an area that she and I do not fucking see eye to eye. So we say, yeehaw, yeehaw, motherfucker. Yeehaw, yeehaw, motherfucker. Keep it on track.
On
keep
track.
It on lock. Don't. Certain things we don't talk.
Yo, I said to my girl, I think this other girl's really attractive, and she didn't talk back. Oh, I told my girl that this other girl was attractive, and now that's bad for Jack.
I told a girl that I thought she was pretty in a certain way. Turns out, that's not the sort of thing in our dynamic I'm supposed to say.
Yeah.
I keep it on track. I keep the conversation in a box that's black. That black box is where all the things go that neither of us really want to know.
Yeah. I went on a plane and started talking about my favorite explosions from movies. Yeah.
The flight attendant said to me, that kind of talk, straight up not groovy. Yeehaw, motherfucker, yeehaw. Yeehaw, motherfucker, yeehaw. To the feminists, I rarely talk about burning bras. Yeehaw, motherfucker, yeehaw. Yeehaw, motherfucker, yeehaw. I know how to talk to the other half of the country about certain topics.
Yeah, the next one's great I went into a wrestling match and said how it was fake. Everybody was angry, but I'm like, y'all staged this before.
Yeah, much of wrestling professionally is staged. I think. The only reference point I have for wrestling is... You okay? is Spider-Man 1.
Oh,
when
my
he,
God.
When he's like, I beat him. It's like, for that, I give you 200.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know.
But
like,
the ad said it was 300.
Because he wanted a car or something.
It's like,
$3,000. You beat him in a half a minute. Yeah. For that, you get 200. And then it like starts his whole plot.
And he says, but the ad said this. I missed the part where that was my problem.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And then later.
Yeah.
That's such a great part.
That's a great part.
That line comes back.
Yeah.
He could have stopped the criminal that killed Uncle Ben. But whereas an audience, we're like, when he feeds that line back to him, the guy's like, you could have stopped that guy. Now he's getting away with my money. And Spider-Man's like, I missed the part where that was my problem.
Yeah.
And
incredible.
As an audience, we're like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, we're with him.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that guy's an asshole. And
then
they shove it
later,
right back in our face. Oh, the worst.
Ooh.
But I do think wrestling's probably... wrestling's fake, for sure.
Well,
it's entertainment form. Why does it have to be real?
It isn't.
Why does everything have to be real?
It is and it isn't, though. Like, those guys will... there's a lot of improv in there, too.
Yeah.
Which I like. Like, they don't necessarily
second
know
beats.
What moves they're going to do all out. Like, sometimes they'll be like, okay, like, we're going to give it to The Rock this time. He's going to be the champion.
Yeah.
But it's going to be your guys' job to build up that rivalry.
Yeah.
To get people on one side or the other and play out the fight so it looks like, okay, like, we know Rock's going to win. The crowd doesn't know that.
Right.
So let's have The Rock win a little bit in the beginning, then goes down.
Yeah, he's going to lose. It's all over. And then snatches
boom,
victory
back
from the jaws of defeat.
And I've heard like interviews of these guys talking, like John Cena and the guy who was the Undertaker, and they'll like rehearse some of it, but some they'll be like, there's like little things. So when you see them like grab each other, they're like, all right, I'm going to lift you up on three. All right, you good? You good? All right, cool. We're going to do this. I'm going to slam you. Whatever. So now they know, they're getting like, they have all these inside names. Like, we do a Rebecca flip. Okay, cool. Now they know what the next move is.
Oh, so not a Rebecca flip.
Yeah, so that they can like prepare.
Yeah.
And then people, you know, they for realsies get cut. They're for real. Like,
yeah.
They get hurt for
yeah,
real.
Yeah, in the same way you can get hurt doing any like
improv scene.
Yeah, in the same way, when I get up there to do second beats of a Herald, I'm...
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Here's a hot take. And actually, I want to hear your hot take.
Sure. I'll give you my hottest take right after this. It's about race.
That's a fire. That's a lava take right there. It's a magma take. What is your hot take?
I know it's not what we're talking about, but don't worry. It's about race.
I'm glad that you have one locked and loaded, honestly.
You always got to have a hot take loaded for parties.
Yeah.
Things start to get slow. You start saying, like, did you know that?
In the chamber.
Yeah. In the East. And suddenly everyone's buttholes tight. Yeah.
I have to go. I forgot. My kid is drunk. I got to.
What were you going to say?
I have to go. The Herald, comedically speaking.
Yeah.
Is the Herald the end all be all of improv scene?
No, I think they're pretty boring. I don't like Heralds. I think they're pretty boring. And I don't know why they've become like a standard of comedic practice. At least, I mean, this is such inside baseball
inside
for anyone
baseball.
If you live in LA, if you're on the comedy scene, or if you're in New York and you do improv, like a Herald is like a form in mm-hmm. improv. Mm-hmm. I think they're really, I never had much fun doing a Herald.
It's surprisingly a lot of thinking that has to go on for a theater that used to
say don't think as their main Now they're like, think, but in this way.
Yeah. So it's interesting because when I've seen one done very well,
yeah,
I just think that was a very well done Herald.
Yeah, you're never like, that was so fun.
Yeah.
You're just like, wow, you've really...
I'm like, they did that.
Yeah.
There's
nothing wrong. I don't want to like... I know it's a lot of people's jam. It's just not for me.
I like to follow the dang fun.
Yeah.
And I like to have a good time. And,
yeah.
And
all those people... They don't like to have fun.
I mean, they love to have fun. It's hard for me to have fun in that way.
Yeah. It's also, because it's like what you study in the school of improv, suddenly it's like, oh man, all those things I learned in school.
School.
And then it puts all your like school brain on everything. Yeah.
It's an interesting thing. But yeah, I don't think I've ever seen one and I've just been like, wow, that makes me want to go out and do it now.
Yeah. Wow, I feel alive.
Yeah. But it's because I'm always just doing the math in my head. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. That could have been stronger.
Huh? Right.
Mm. Okay. Now they have to initiate a group scene. Okay. You know, it's just like, that's what's going on in my head.
Right. It's like, that's not like a fun, that's not joyous.
No. But I get it. There's merit in it.
Yeah.
I wish that, in my humble opinion,
yeah,
more of the short formy games were.
Oh, really? You miss like short form stuff?
I think that stuff is because audiences, I think, like that a little bit more.
They really do.
And it feels.
But we all like look down on it.
But yeah, it's like improvisers look down on it, but audiences can grab that and like understand what's happening.
Yeah.
Here's the this, here's the that. They do it, it's short, great, on to the next thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, people who don't know long form improv and they go and see an improv show, they're like, okay. It's like, I don't know. It's like, it has to, they make up the rules and then you have to know the rules somewhat to really appreciate it.
Yeah. It's like going to watch a chess match and you've never heard of chess and everyone around you is going like, wow, they moved the knight to d5. And you're like, what's going on?
Yes,
where am
I? Exactly.
What if they hit each other instead? That'd be fun. And then you go to watch wrestling.
Then you go get some wrestling in your system. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I think that's interesting. But there's so many ways to do comedy. I'm frightened still of stand-up.
Oh, yeah. No, stand-up's not for me.
It's so solitary.
It's very solitary. It's very scary. You're just up there. And the funny thing to me about stand-up is like, When you do stand up, if they don't like it, it's not like you can't hide behind anything. It's just like, no, they just don't like you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, we just don't like your opinions and your way of thinking about the world.
Yeah, yeah. It is. It's like so vulnerable.
Much like this.
In a way. This I feel safe, though.
This I feel so safe.
Because, I mean, you're here.
Yeah, if it's bad, I can blame you.
And if it's bad, I can blame you. So it's perfect.
And that's that's the core of our partnership. Is that I can always, there's always someone else to blame.
Yeah.
You know?
Yo, sorry, teacher. I don't have my homework because my dog ate it. Besides,
sorry.
That assignment just ain't it.
Sorry, boss. Couldn't make it. I had the flu and I'm also jerking it. What am I supposed to say?
Yeah.
It's all just part of my blame game.
Yeah. This really isn't on me. I'ma blame the whole government and economy. Yo, I'm in a lower wealth class, so that's why I had to miss class.
Yeah, this is the Republican anthem. If you don't do something, stand up and get your bootstraps on. Yeah, you didn't do it, then you failed. You are a result of everything you tried and failed. Yeah.
I get my nose to the grindstone just so I can earn some money to buy a home.
Yeah. You ain't got a home, you didn't hustle. Yeah, if you're not thin, wear a bustle.
Yeah.
Wear a motherfucking bustle. 1440s flow, now you know I'm rocking. If you fucked up, it's your fault. If you fucked up, don't play the blame game.
No, this is not my fault. Yo, my dad beat me to a fault. Whoa. I got beat. Yo, that's why I'm tough on these streets.
I'm anxious and avoidant. I'm also fucking weird. Yeah, surprise to you. That's why I can't grow a beard. Also why I cannot show up to your birthday. Because I am really anxious. Hooray.
Sorry that I'm late. It wasn't me. It was my Uber driver. Sorry, he doesn't seem like a hustler or a thriver. But that's not me. If it were me, I'd be on time, you see.
I have the intention to be a good guy, but somehow it always ends up that I'm a bad guy. Why is that my fault? Can you fucking tell me why? It's not my fault. It's some other guy. Yeah. I play the blame game. Oh. I play the blame game. Oh. I play the blame game. I'm dropping blame names. I'm dropping blame.
Sorry, it wasn't me. It was the whole pilot.
It's the whole pilot? The whole pilot. Yeah, guess what, motherfucker? Sorry, it wasn't me. It was the whole pilot. The entire pilot who couldn't fucking drive it. He couldn't drive the plane that came to your city. That's why I missed every single thing. I'm not shitty.
My show didn't get picked up. It wasn't me. It was the pilot.
It was the whole pilot. Yeah. You should try it, playing the blame game. Yeah. The whole pilot.
It was the whole pilot. It would be nice if I even knew what I was
They call me a whole. They call me the whole pilot because I'm always flying into them holes sexually.
Ooh, oh, okay.
You got it.
I liked it more at the end.
Oh, cool. I like it more in the end. As the whole pilot.
You know?
I'm navigating places people have never been, deeper and deeper in those holes.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
That book, Holes, from middle school?
Yeah.
Whole new meaning now.
Whole new meaning now. Yeah, Holes.
Holes.
Yeah.
Remember that book?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, there was Stanley, Stanley,
last name was, I wanted to say Ipkiss too, that's
but
the mask.
It's not, yeah. Stanley Ipkiss is the name of the guy in The Mask?
In The Mask. It's Jim Carrey's character in The Mask. Yelnats.
Yelnats, because it's Stanley backwards.
Stanley backwards, that's right.
Very strange. His name's a palindrome. That seems like a stretch.
Hey, man.
I don't think Yelnats is a naturally occurring name.
That book was crazy. I remember reading it in like sixth grade and really liking it. And then I think I saw like a YouTube video and somebody was like explaining what the book was about. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. That book is wild. It had like a whole like...
It's so funny when you like you think you liked something and then someone explains it to you and you go, oh, shit. Oh, I fucked. I guess I didn't realize that it was any of those things. I thought it was just fun.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other things like that. I'm having trouble. But it reminds me more of like when I go see a movie and I liked it.
Yes.
And then
yes.
I read the Metacritic reviews and I'm like, oh, man, I guess I didn't like it because it was like derivative and pedestrian.
Do you know? And that's on the opposite end of that. Recently, for the musical version, I watched Dune.
Yeah.
And I had tried to watch it.
Yeah.
No joke. Four times. The fourth time that I actually watched it.
Oh my God.
Was this time for the musical version.
Yeah.
I had fallen asleep on it the other time. Well, one time I just had to like, I started it, didn't realize I had something to do. Then I had to stop it.
Yeah.
But those other two times, I literally fell asleep on it. And it's not big, and it's so strange to me because I'm like, I like science fiction and I like fantasy and I like big lore and I like, oh, this guy, and I love comic books. And like, part of the reason I like comic books is because they're so interconnected. There's a lot going on if you choose to dig deeper. But I was, and I love Denis Villeneuve, who did the new Dune. Like, I love Blade Runner. I love even the more pared down stuff that he does. Like Prisoners is great.
Yeah.
Sicario is great.
Yeah.
Love it. And I think Dune looks amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm just like a combination. Bored. I'm just so bored. It's like, even though how it's shot is like these sweeping vistas of like the desert and like big monochrome structures. And I'm like, and it's like all this like, and then Timothée Chalamet looking like vaguely like... perturbed the whole time, like, and I'm just like, what's happening? What am I supposed to connect to? And I'm just, man. And then so like, it took this guy on YouTube to explain to me, because something that the movie does not talk about is spice and why it's so important.
Oh, right. Yeah, it like talks about it for a second. It's like, that makes spice is space travel. And that's why it's the most important, valuable thing in the galaxy. And that's like a quick explanation under like a shot of a spaceship moving.
Yes.
And then like once you know that, you're like, oh, so it's like a metaphor for oil.
Right. It's a metaphor for oil. But in the actual book, the reason that it's so valuable is because they don't have machines anymore. There was like a war against the machines in the lore. And then the humans won.
Yeah.
So because of that, in order to do space travel, you got to sniff this spice to put your brain in a place where you can navigate the stars.
Oh.
Did you see? You didn't know that. So it's essentially like crazy psilocybin / cocaine. It like lets you see, think in a way that your brain can't think when you're not on spice.
Whoa.
So that way you can navigate through the universe. And that's why it's so... like precious.
I didn't know that at all.
And that's so much more interesting to me.
That's the power of a YouTube video, I guess.
Yeah, dude. The power of YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm learning all kinds of new things.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Hi, guys. Welcome to my channel. I'm going to teach you a lot of new stuff.
Hey, guys. Welcome to my new channel, where I'm going to teach you everything you've ever needed to know.
When a girl approaches and she'll catch your eye, don't try to flirt right away, just try to be a normal guy.
If you have a potato and an air fryer, you can make some French fries way more healthier.
You can clean a rug 7 different ways using toothpaste and salt. You can also protect yourself from a certain kind of assault. There are lots of things that you can learn. Just click on subscribe today, and I'll teach you everything that you need to know by the end of day.
YouTube school. It's so cool.
It's so cool. YouTube school. All the things that my dad never told me. YouTube school. It's so cool.
It's so cool.
YouTube school. Learning from my homie.
I didn't understand a book, so I went and took a look on my favorite YouTube channel. And now on this book and information, I've got a really good handle.
Yeah, I was feeling so mean till I stumbled across Hank Green telling me things that I've never seen. Sci-fi show is so, so sweet.
I didn't know what was better to choose until I found a video on YouTube.
I didn't know which was my favorite water. I didn't know which was Aquafina or Smart Water. I just didn't know, but now I know thanks to YouTube Algo.
Thank you, thank you. I'm gonna like and subscribe. Thank you,
thank you. Finally, I feel alive. Thank you, thank you to my YouTube school.
Oh, oh, oh. I'm gonna pay for premium. No ads for me. I'm gonna pay for premium. Get those ads away from me. Nah, 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 nah.
I'm just gonna use an ad blocker and pretend I didn't, though. I'm supposed to support the creator economy, but I look the other way, my bro.
YouTube used to be just a place for silly videos.
Whoa.
And now, this is the place where all the pros go.
All the pros go there and the amateurs as well. But if you flip to the wrong side of YouTube, it can be a living hell. Welcome to YouTube School. I'll teach you how to build a bomb. YouTube School. You should say fuck you to your mom.
Take this red pill. Become an incel.
It's the only way to escape from your teenage boy hell. YouTube school. It's so cool.
Jamie, pull that up.
What's that a reference to?
That's a Joe Rogan reference.
He says, Jamie, pull that up.
Yeah, he's talking about something like, he'll be like, did you hear about this chimpanzee? Yeah, completely ripped this woman's face off. Jamie, pull that up.
Oh, God.
And he'll pull it up. Look at that. That thing's going crazy, huh? That's why we shouldn't have chimpanzees as pets.
This is why I'm just asking questions about if the Jews control the weather. Fucking Joe Rogan.
Wait,
what
they
a
don't?
We don't.
I've been paying I've money been... to the wrong people.
Laheim, what kind of weather would you like today?
Hey, what's up, Cy? Good to see you. Yeah, just a nice sunny day. We should be fine.
Here in Los Angeles, we'll get right to it.
Thank and you been, so much. Here's been... your shekels.
Oh, good, good, yeah. It's good that you said shekels, too. We love our shekels. Famously. Famously.
Famously.
It's a really, really good time to be Jewish. Really? Yeah. Ooh. Can't win that one. No one can.
No one can.
It's not good.
But the world's fine.
We're yeah, everything's fine. Everything's good.
We're
no.
having a great time. YouTube school was fine.
YouTube school. Joe Rogan is a piece of shit. I don't know. He's just asking questions.
You know, I don't have the same vitriol for Joe Rogan as a lot of people do.
Oh, no?
No. I think he's just...
I think he's just lost.
I think he's just, I don't want to say idiot. That's what my brain went to, and that's why I laughed. I honestly don't think he's an idiot either. I just think it's like, here's a guy who like got a podcast going, and it just happened to be like super popular.
And he's just some guy.
I think he's just, he doesn't have a political, I mean,
he's just trying to understand, and he's getting lots of different opinions. And,
yeah.
But, yeah.
But I think where...
I think the problem is that maybe then that he's stupid.
Well, that's the thing. And I think this is interesting. This is a statement on comedy and all these different things. But it's like, I think he's just doing what he does. And his platform outgrew being able to just speak your mind.
Yeah.
So there's a certain...
Yeah, you gain a certain level of social responsibility at a certain level, and he wasn't really ready to take that on.
He wasn't ready for it. And I think comedians in general, not all of them, but some of them right now seem to think like, I should be able to say whatever I want whenever I want.
Right.
Regardless of what the implications are, regardless of how popular I am and what that's going to do for like impressionable minds.
Yeah.
And I think that is where the true responsibility is. But if you... I also think like there's a part of you that's like, well, if you don't want to do it, you don't want to do it. But then people have the right to call you an asshole.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I guess if he's comfortable with that, I don't know. This is probably why also like a lot of people speak less now.
Oh,
like,
yeah, dude.
Or like, you know, comedians will come out, do their special and then like disappear. I feel like there's less cultural commentary moment to moment now than there has been in the past. In part because people are like waiting to see the way popular opinion lands on every issue. So people just kind of stay quiet and wait to see which way the wind blows.
that's like that line from Hamilton.
Oh.
Nonstop.
It's yeah.
I keep my plans close to my chest. Yes. Wait for it.
I wait to see which way the wind will blow.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Leslie Odom, if you want to be on the show.
Yeah, come on down, dude.
Come on down. You're totally welcome.
I think he might be pretty good at singing and whatnot.
Yeah.
He might have a good time.
Well, I don't know about the singing. He can chat.
Yeah, he can chat.
Yeah, he can chat.
Yeah, if you come here, Leslie... Be prepared to talk.
Be prepared to talk.
But you're not gonna
maybe
sing.
Maybe not sing.
Spare us.
Yoinks.
What's something that you've liked that maybe you had to keep to yourself or keep quiet because it's not like a popular opinion?
Oh, you're asking for my hot take. You just did it in a different phrase.
I mean, it doesn't. It could be like a property. It can be a belief. It can be anything.
What's something that I don't. Oh, well, I can tell you about my my special interest that is not cool. Like,
I'm listening.
Because there's nothing like fun or interesting about this, but I've gotten really into credit card points.
I mean, that's legit, dude. That's some adult shit.
Yeah.
For lack of a better word.
Like, I could get passionate about credit card points.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, look, as long as we're going to process payments, I love my little kickback, you know?
Tell me about your points, boy. Tell me about your points, boy.
Ooh, girl.
Tell me about your points, boy. Tell me about your points, boy.
Intro offer 60K. Got it in a couple days. Yeah, now I'm rocking second class on a way to Albuquerque. Yeah, flights on flights. Yeah, and if the price is right, the redemption's good, then I'm going in. Yeah, you can't stop me, my mind will spin.
Tell me about your cash back. Tell me about your cash back.
Let me tell you about it.
Tell me about your cash back. Tell me about your cash back.
Yeah, I'm on the chase. I'm on the built as well. Yeah, you know, when I see a card, I smell out a deal. And then I can't be stopped. Yeah, I'm rising straight to the top.
Which bank is best? Don't you know? They've all got good points, but my favorite's Wells Fargo. Or maybe Bank of America, because they got a really low APR.
Yeah, you know the coolest thing? Walking into the party and your dick will swing when you got a couple cards hanging out. Yeah, you know what my credit's about. I got a high score, FICO deal. Ooh. Yeah, you know that this shit is real.
Yeah.
77782. I could buy a home if I could afford it, dude.
Ooh, tell me about your cash back.
Tell me about your cash back. Let me tell you, honey.
Tell me about your cash back. But your cash back, I'ma tell you, honey.
Let me tell you, honey, what I got in my wallet. Yeah, credit in Capital One, huh? Yeah, it's going so dang well. I got Chase, Wells Fargo as well.
There's Visa, but let me tell you what's best. Look in my pocket, a Black American Express.
Yeah, MX, you got it going on. By the end of the song, I'll have points till dawn. Yeah, 60K, 80K, 100K in a couple of days. Yeah, feeling good, flying first class. I got these points straight shit out my ass.
Yo, let me tell you what I'm really excited about. I got so much in my savings account.
Yeah, $3,000. $3,000.
I hope I don't break my neck, cause bye-bye to all that cash I just racked up.
Yeah, instead I'm going in debt. Instead I said I'm going in debt. But think of all the sweet, sweet, sweet points. Yeah, I smoke them up like joints. Yeah, feels so, so good spending everywhere in my neighborhood.
Yeah, I hope they got that tap. Yeah, I hope they got that tap.
Hope they got that tap. If they don't, I do not put up with that crap.
Nah, I don't care what you say. The best way to pay is Apple Pay.
Yeah, give me the Apple Card. Yeah, that shit goes hard, and I'm straight up scarred from when they canceled it. Yeah, I love my credit cards. Yeah. I am a consumer at heart. Nothing makes me happier than spending money.
Yeah, what's your limit?
But yeah, it's not like a cool hobby because, like, I don't know. I don't think, like, being like, yeah, I love to leverage my...
I think that's great. There's YouTube channels on that.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's like, it doesn't... It also, like, not that I'm, like, trying to curate a certain image, but, like, there's something about it that's so, like, lame. I don't know. Like, it's not cool. Like, it's cool, obviously, to, like, get to fly to places for free or for cheap. That's very cool.
That's very cool.
But the actual, like, thinking about redemptions and, like, thinking about leveraging money, I find it very, like, the opposite of what I, like, try to spend my day thinking about, which is, like, art and culture and music. Yeah. And, you know, it's very financial. Not that being financial is inherently bad.
We should make it cool. I mean,
yeah. That song, cool, I think, is going to go most of the way.
Yeah, I think the kids will be like, Okay. I think I get it now.
Now I think I'm gonna like it here, as Annie says.
Annie does say that.
Yeah, famously.
And now I want to sing that song.
I think I'm gonna like it here. Yeah, the original gangster, gosh. Annie.
Annie, man, little redheaded Annie.
Yeah, little orphan Annie.
Oh man, Daddy Warbucks. Now that's a name. Daddy
yeah,
Warbucks.
I'm a bit of a Daddy Warbucks myself.
You really? That's how you got your money?
Yeah, yeah. I inherited it from my daddy. I inherited all my money, dude.
Damn, I had no idea.
Yeah.
No.
I'm a trust fund kid.
Ooh. Yo, just a trust fund kid and a nepo baby, spending all this money like we going crazy. Both our parents got busy in the 80s. Yeah, we just some trust fund babies.
Yeah. Switch it.
Yeah.
Switch it up now.
Yeah.
I'm just a trust fund baby. Fun's going crazy. Yeah, so what if one eye is lazy? No one looks in it because they trust the mun. Yeah, when I'm out, I'm having some fun. I say, I can cover that, my guy. I feel feeling fly. I've been like walking in a shirt and a tie. Brand new slacks. Yeah, how I act. Always like I got money flowing in the back. Yeah, so nice. Snorting it like spice. Cocaine. Oh, my brain. Always feeling like I got tons of fame.
Yeah, here come the nepo baby. Acting crazy. I just got cast in a new movie, lady. You wanna see it? I got a speaking part. Didn't work for it. Didn't come from my heart.
No, I'm someone's daughter. Yeah, executive producer, my father. Yeah, so I got a speaking part. Didn't have to come from the heart. No, and what's more, every time that I walk through the door, I got the kind of face that people just can't ignore. Cause I got those Uma Thurman eyes that just come straight for your heart. And my name, Maya Hawk.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a nepo baby. All my movies going crazy. I'm a nepo baby.
People want to know what I've got in store. It wasn't from my dad. Just got my foot in the door.
Yeah. My dad got my foot in the door, but then there was more. I started getting movies and projects galore. Couldn't even stop me. yeah. Only my brother could ever top me. Yeah, there's competition in our fam. You seen Succession? That's how I am. Yeah, I'm a nepo from the top to the bot. Yeah, you know, I'm so hot.
I just started a business. Things are getting so intense. People want to know how. Try this nepo baby shit, yeah.
Yeah, brand new money from old money. Isn't it funny? Yeah, but I'm not that crazy, baby. Yeah, I'm just a nepo baby, baby. I'm a nepo baby, baby.
I'm a nepo baby, baby.
I'm a nepo baby, baby. All right, thanks for watching, y'all. Have a great day, night, evening, afternoon, and morning. Bye.